servitude, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Shringar are the four transcendental mellows, rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Shringar are the transcendental modes of loving service to the Lord. Shantaras, or the neutral stage, is not mentioned in this verse because, although in Shantaras one considers the absolute truth, the sublime great, one does not go beyond that conception. Shantaras is a very grand idea for materialistic philosophers, but such idealistic appreciation is only the beginning. It is the lowest among the relationships in the spiritual world. Shantaras is not given much importance because as soon as there is a slight understanding between the knower and the known, active loving transcendental reciprocations and exchanges begin. Dasyaras is the basic relation between Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, this verse considers Dasya to be the first stage of transcendental devotional service. Here Srila Prabhupada is commenting in regard to the Shantaras, how in regard to the reverential aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such as Narayana, or the God of creation, as understood in the religions of the West, Shantaras is most prominent. But in the realm of Vrindavan, Shantaras is considered of very less importance, to the extent that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is specifically dealing with the four rasas, beginning with Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, Shringara. Dasa Saka Pita Mata Kanta Ganalaya Braje Krida Kori Krishna Prema Vistahaya. Absorbed in transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Braja with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Report: the descent of Sri Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is very purposeful. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, one who knows the truth about Krishna's descent in his various activities is at once liberated and does not have to fall again to this existence of birth and death after he leaves his present material body. In fact, one who factually understands Krishna makes his life perfect. Imperfect life is realized in material existence in five different relationships. We share with everyone within the material world neutrality, servitorship, friendship, filial love, and amorous love between husband and wife, or lover and beloved. These five enjoyable relationships within the material world are perverted reflections of relationships with the Absolute Personality of Godhead in the transcendental nature. That Absolute Personality, Sri Krishna, descends to revive the five eternally existing relationships. Thus he manifests his transcendental pastimes in Braja, so that people may be attracted into that sphere of activities and leave aside their imitation relationships with the mundane. Then, after fully exhibiting all such activities, the Lord disappears. The five rasas, Prabhupada is explaining here, are always existing amongst living beings within this material world. And, of course, how much these rasas become the all-in-all, the life and soul, the motivating power within people's lives. Within this world, the rasa of friendship. First we'll begin with servants. When we go to school, we have to sit submissively here from our teachers. When we go to college, we must also sit to hear from our teachers. When we get a job as an employee, we either have to serve the government or serve our employer. Or if we're the owner of a corporation, we have to serve our customers. So this idea of service is so very, very prominent in everybody's life, is it not? Practically everybody's occupation is in the rasa of servitude. So they spend probably 9 hours a day in the dasya ras, serving their community, serving their employees, serving their firms, serving their customers, and all of these things. And, of course, they have their friends, everyone has their social life. Some people, they drink together, some people, they go to races together, some people, they play cards together. These are the common things in Bombay today, in the name of Sakya Ras. Sometimes adults, if they're more pious, they just discuss politics and all nonsense together. Sometimes they have, what else do you do with friends here in Bombay? Go to movies together, go to athletic events together, go on picnics together. Sometimes you may even go to a temple together. And of course children, they have their friends, they play, they race, they run, they compete. Sakya Ras. How strong that is from our very childhood, our life and souls is being with our friends and just having fun. Sakya Ras. And when we grow older, we have so many friends. And of course, then there is the Vatsalya Ras of this material world, parents. How much their whole lives revolve around their children. When a mother has a baby child, her whole life is simply revolving around caring for this baby, loving this baby, protecting this baby. And the father, his life and soul is working and taking care, and then gradually watching him grow up, helping him, providing for him, educating him. Vatsalya Ras in this world. And conjugal ras of this world, how this sex attraction is so powerful. As soon as this age comes where sex desire becomes active in our hearts, and it's such an unavoidable meditation on the opposite sex, longing to be with the opposite sex, longing to have intimate reciprocations with opposite sex. If we're in a pious society, if we're in an impious society, there's dating and all of these activities that go on in the West. In India, a little more civilized, usually when you're quite young, before you get into all this dating habits, you get married. And then there's this ras of lovers. But in the material world, all these rasas, they're very temporary, and oftentimes they end in ghastliness. Friends, how long do people remain friends in this world? Just think through your life. There's always different sets of friends. Really, most of them you have nothing to do with now. From a certain age, then there's different interests, then you just don't want anything to do with them anymore. Then you go into another stage in your life. As soon as your interests change, your friends change. And you don't even want anything to do with those friends anymore. So it's also temporary. Oftentimes friends become enemies because of envy, competition. And the servitor ras, everyone is looking for promotions. Why? Because they don't want to serve. They want to control. They want to be master. People stay in a particular company with the promise that you will get promoted to higher and higher and higher levels. So you'll have to serve less people, and you can be served by more people. Huh? So in this way, people are not satisfied with sakya-rasa in this world. They're not satisfied at all with dasya-rasa in this world. And vatsalya-rasa, this intimate love of children, when the children... You cannot control children in this world. If they go the other way, they become the source of the greatest anxiety. It's like if your child, here in India, if a child wants to marry a woman from another caste, the parents are ready to commit suicide. It's terrible, terrible pain to their heart. But to speak, they move into the temple and their parents are constantly in anxiety. I think holds true for many of us here today. So this vatsalya ras in this material world generally ends in frustration and anxiety. What to speak of conjugal lovers? In the Western world, one out of every 2.5 marriages are a divorce within the first 3 years. And it's frustration, anxiety, envy, competition amongst lovers. It torments people. Due to frustrated sex desire, people become alcoholics, they become drug addicts, they become criminals. In fact, Sigmund Freud, who was one of the great philosophers of the West, he analyzed that all the problems of the world are simply motivated, are simply being born from sex frustration. But that's all. His whole philosophy, he wrote entire books, and it was all centered around how this whole world is simply centered around sex attraction. Sex attraction is all in all, he said. And all the problems of all aspects of life, if you go down to its most fundamental ingredient, it's frustrated sex life. And he didn't talk about a soul, he didn't talk about God, he just talked about how the only process is you have to somehow or other have a more full and wholesome sex life. Otherwise, all frustrations, anxieties, and he basically said it's impossible to have full and satisfying sex life. So these Freudian philosophers were very, very rampant in the West. One time they were arguing with our devotees, and our devotees were explaining that there is something beyond sex. And of course, these people could not accept because they were so steeped in this idea. So these Freudian philosophers were brought to Prabhupada after the devotees, frustrated that they could not defeat them in argumentation, they brought them to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, "Yes, what you are saying is right. Everything is revolving around sex life. Everything is. All the problems in this world are based on frustrated sex life. What Freud is saying is true, but only from the material point of view. But what is untrue is he doesn't understand that there is another principle behind material existence. So we can understand that this madhurya ras, this conjugal ras in the material world, is the most ghastly, frustrating situation. Why? Because these five rasas in this world, which we all are so much involved in, are perverted reflections of the true rasas of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, these rasas are perfect and complete. Why? Because the object of our service, of our friendship, of our parental affection, or of our conjugal love, the object is perfect and complete. But because in this material world, the object of these rasas is incomplete and imperfect, the experience is imperfect and incomplete. And therefore, the soul is always frustrated. That is why Rupa Goswami warns us, if you are attached to your family, your home, your society, your wealth, your love, do not go to Keshi Ghat, because Krishna is standing there with his beautiful threefold bending form, bedecked with peacock feather, playing upon his flute. When you see him, you will never want to go back to these other relationships in this world. Your friends, your parents, your children, your employees, your government, your lovers, they will have no meaning to you anymore. They will have no flavor to you anymore after you experience these rasas in relationship with Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is perfect and complete. And the soul is looking for a perfect and complete relationship. Therefore, it is understood that these five rasas, which are the basis of all pleasure in this material world, are simply perverted reflections of the perfect rasas of Vrindavan. Yatishta vihari Krishna kori antartan, antartana kori mani kori anuman. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. Chirakala nahi kori prema bhakti dan, bhakti vina jagatera nahi avastan. Here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, see how empowered he is, that Krishna is revealing to Kaviraj Goswami how he thinks. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very, very advanced literature. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is revealed to us what Krishna speaks. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is revealed to us even more intimately what Krishna does, his activities. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita here, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, as the representative of the Lord, is revealing to us how Krishna thinks. What are his thoughts? What is his heart's feelings? And really, the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita is the revelation of Krishna's heart. The Bhagavad Gita is his words. The Bhagavatam is his actions. But the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole principle, is Krishna is thinking within his heart, I want to experience the feeling of the love of Radha. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna experiencing the inner love of Radha. And Lord Chaitanya is expressing through his actions and through his words that inner love. So here Kaviraj begins this very, very, very transcendental, intimate revelation of Krishna's heart. After disappearing from this world, Krishna thinks like this. For a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Purport. The Lord seldom awards pure devotional love. But without such pure love of God, freed from fruit of activities and empiric speculation, one cannot attain perfection in life. Krishna is thinking that this material world is useless unless the people of this world develop loving attachment to me. The whole purpose of this material world, essentially, is to cast us into these five perverted rasas and totally frustrate us through these five perverted rasas, so that we turn away from these five perverted rasas and seek out the true eternal rasas by developing attachment to Krishna. Perfect marriage is the marriage that frustrates people so much that they never want to have such a situation ever again. They don't divorce. They have to do it. They have to stay together because of their moral obligations. But it's such a frying situation that they never want to have to take birth again in this material world and suffer like this. They just turn to Krishna utterly. So this is the perfect relationship. Of course, sannyasis see different than a grihastha. Grihasthas think that a perfect marriage is when everything is very smooth, very nice, very wonderful and everything else. Of course, if it's like that, and together you cultivate Krishna consciousness and fully engage in devotional service, that is also perfect. But even if it's ghastly, frustrated, and terrible, if it gives you the thirst to attach yourself to Krishna only and nobody else, that's also perfect. So this is the whole purpose of this material world. To frustrate people with the five perverted rasas so that they just long for attachment to Krishna. So Krishna is here thinking that unless I come down and reveal myself to the world and attract them to me, then the whole world is useless. Then they'll be frustrated and they'll just be looking for another alternative or another alternative or another alternative in the same sphere of illusion. Sakala jagate more kari vidi bhakti vidi bhakti braje braja bhava paiti nahi shakti. It's like there's the story of Maharaj Anga. He was a very pious king. He was a very great devotee of the Lord. And he had a son. His name was Venu. King Venu. And King Vena, he was such a rascal from his childhood. He used to murder his friends in play. That was his fun. He would get his friends together, and then he would torture them so they'd be screaming in pain, and then he'd kill them. He'd be going, just see, I have made very, very good fun today. It's childhood games. And he was always lying and always cheating, and his parents had no control over him. No control. It was terrible. And everyone was complaining, and Maharaj Anga was the king, and he was supposed to have respect, and this was his prince. And he, all the dignity of the citizens, they just thought, what kind of a terrible king is this, that he has such a terrible son? And it was uncontrollable, utterly disrespectful, cruel. When he would be coming, people would run away. Here comes cruel Vena. So his father was so utterly frustrated. For years and years and years, there was nothing he could do beyond his control. His heart was so filled with pain to have a son like this, that one day at the peak of his anxiety, he realized that this is the mercy of God. I'm such a pious person, I have such a nice kingdom, such a nice wife, such a nice palace. If it wasn't for a son like this, I would never detach myself from these things. But now, I can't stand my palace because my son's there. I can't tolerate anything about this kingdom because of my son. So he says, I'm just going to take sannyas. Not formally, but in spirit, he just one day, without telling anyone, he just with grateful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of God, and he left, never to be seen again. And he attained the perfection of life. And he was just so happy. By the grace of God, he had such a terrible situation that he was able to detach himself from material life. Wow. So the frustrations of the... Because he was essentially a God-conscious person, he was a Krishna-conscious person, the frustrations of the rasas of the material world, this vatsalya rasa for him was terrible. It actually prompted him to become exclusively attached to Krishna. And he attained Krishna consciousness. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following regulative principles, one cannot attain loving sentiments of the devotees of Brajabhumi. In the name of religion, people are very much either following certain rituals, certain superstitious traditions, or even those who are more sincere, they strictly follow scriptural injunctions. He says everywhere in the world. That means he's talking about all religions. But he's explaining that by simply following these religious principles and adhering to scriptural injunctions, one cannot attain loving sentiments of the devotees of Braja. That is the purpose of life. Aishwarya gyane te shabha jagat mishrita Aishwarya stila preme nahi mora prita. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Purport. After his appearance, Lord Krishna thought that he had not distributed the transcendental personal dealings of his devotees in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. One may understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the Vedic literature and thus become a devotee of the Lord and worship him within the regulative principles described in the scriptures. But one will not know in this way how Krishna is served by the residents of Brajabhumi. One cannot understand the dealings of the Lord in Vrindavan simply by executing ritualistic regulative principles mentioned in the scriptures. By following scriptural injunctions, one may enhance his appreciation for the glories of the Lord. But there is no chance for one to enter into personal dealings with him. Giving too much attention to understanding the exalted glories of the Lord reduces the chance of one's entering personal loving affairs with the Lord. To teach the principles of such loving dealings, the Lord decided to appear as Lord Chaitanya. Aishwarya jnani vidhi bhajana kariya vaikuntha ke yaya chatur vidha mukti pana. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. Shashti sarupya ara samipya salokya sayujya naloya bhakta yati brahma aikya. These liberations are sarsti, achieving opulences equal to the Lord. Sarupya, having a form the same as the Lord. Samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord, and Salokya, living on a Vaikuntha planet. Devotees never accept Sayujya, however, since that is oneness with Brahman. Yugadharma pratarva pravartaimu namasankirtan sharibhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvan. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of devotional service. Apani karimu bhakta bhava angikari, apani achari bhakti sikaimu sabari. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Purport. When one associates with a pure devotee, he becomes so elevated that he does not aspire even for sasti, sarupya, samipya, and salokya, because he feels that such liberation is a kind of sense gratification. Pure devotees do not ask anything from the Lord for their personal benefit. Even if offered personal benefits, pure devotees do not accept them because their only desire is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by transcendental loving service. No one but the Lord himself can teach this highest form of devotional service. Therefore, when the Lord took the place of the incarnation of Kali Yuga to spread the glories of the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the system of worship recommended in this age, he also distributed the process of devotional service performed on the platform of transcendental spontaneous love. To teach the highest principles of spiritual life, the Lord himself appeared as a devotee in the form of Lord Chaitanya.
आपने न कैलधारम सिका न जय जाय एता सिद्धांत गीता भगवते गाय.
Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This conclusion is indeed confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam.
यदा यदा ही धर्मस्या ग्लानिर्भवति भारता अभ्युतानाम धर्मस्य तदात्मनाम सृजाम्यहम्.
Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise in irreligion, at that time I descend myself.
Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskuradam dharma samstapanaradhaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium.
Utsideyor ime loka nakuryam karma chedaham sankarasya chakartakshyam upahanyam ima praja.
If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these worlds would fall into ruin. I would be a cause of unwanted population and would spoil all these living beings.
Yad yad acharati sreshtas tad tad evetaro janasa yat pramanam kurute lokas tad anubharatate.
Whatever actions a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Ma pravartana hoya amsahite amavina anye nari braji premedite.
My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving devotional service performed by the residents of Braja.
Santvavatara bhava pankaja nabasya sarvato bhadra krishna ranyat ko valatsad api premado bhavati.
There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls?
Tahate apana bhakta ganakari sange prithiviti avatari kari munana gange.
Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes.
Eta bhavi kali kale pratam sanghyaya avatirna hoile krishna apani nadiyaya.
Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali.
Report.
The pratama sanghya is the beginning of the age. According to astronomical calculation, the age is divided into 12 parts. The first of these 12 divisions is known as Pratama Sandhya. The Pratama Sandhya and Shesha Sandhya, the last division of the preceding age, form the junction of the two ages. According to the Surya Siddhanta, the Pratama Sandhya of the Kali Yuga lasts 36,000 soul years. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the Pratama Sandhya after 4,586 solar years of Kali Yuga passed. 4,586 solar years of Kali Yuga passed.
Chaitanya Singhera Navadvipe Avatar Singha Griva Singha Virya Singher Hankar.
Thus the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion.
Se singha vasuk jiver hridaya kandare kalmasa virada nasi yanhara hankare.
May that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices.
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
And these beautiful slokas, these are really most precious slokas. Kaviraj Goswami is revealing the heart of Krishna, why he decided, why and when he decided to appear as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I would like you to tell me now, what was the reasoning in Krishna's heart why he decided to appear in Kali Yuga as Lord Sri Chaitanya? Everyone can give one reason that we explained. If your devotee rejects even those four kinds of liberation, he simply wants unalloyed loving service to the Lord in any situation. This is the spirit of the residents of Vrindavan. And this is unique amongst all the Vaikuntha planets. In Vaikuntha, these four types of liberation are all present. But the Brijvasis reject all of them. They only want to be Krishna's friend, his lover, his parent, his friend. And then he explains that I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of devotional service. This is very important. He's explaining here that simply by the congregational chanting of the holy name, the whole world could realize the four mellows of loving devotional service. Sakyaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsayaras, Madhuryaras. Krishna himself is here explaining the power of the holy name. That simply by the congregational chanting of the holy name, the world will dance in ecstasy, realizing these four mellows of loving devotional service. That is why Srila Prabhupada would follow in this line of reasoning of Gauranga of Krishna, and he would say, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And then he describes, I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. By practicing what? The congregational chanting of the holy name. Krishna decided that I am going to distribute the highest principles of love of God in these four ecstatic mellows of Brijabhumi by personally demonstrating the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And then he becomes very strict. What is a preacher? Unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. This is what the Lord expects of his preachers. Unless we practice devotional service ourselves, we cannot teach it to others. So he took the responsibility he has given to his preachers, he's taken it upon himself to practice it. The Supreme Lord Krishna decided, I will practice it myself to show the follow path, the proper path for all. And then he explains the reasons in the Gita. Whenever there's a decline in religious principles and a rise in irreligion, I descend to protect the pious, annihilate the miscreants, reestablish the principles of religion, I appear millennium after millennium. And then he explains, if I do not personally take this cause upon myself, the whole world will be lost. And then he explains that his plenary portions can establish the Yuga Dharmas for the various ages. But no one but him can reveal and bestow the loving service of the residents of Braja. And then he explains how so many of his auspicious incarnations have come to teach love of God, to teach the ultimate goals of life. But he realized that only if I personally appear in my original supreme form can I distribute the love of Vrindavan. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami concludes this particular section by saying, "May that lion, Lord Chaitanya, be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. Thus, with his resounding roar, he drive away one's elephantine vices." And what is that what is that resounding roar of Lord Chaitanya? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Very, very beautiful explanation by Kaviraj, the descent of Sri Chaitanya. How poetic, how he is explaining Krishna's own mind, Krishna's own feeling, how Krishna made this decision to come in this world as Mahaprabhu. Really something special. Any questions?
100 years after this, most incarnation, that the situation had gone down so worse, it was actually worse than even what this place, in the same place where he appeared, is it by his wish or is it just completely in fact forgotten?
Because in Kali Yuga, things deteriorate very fast. And therefore, the Lord sends his empowered representatives to revitalize. Although Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to distribute the highest principles of love of God, in the age of Kali Yuga, even the best things practically instantly become perverted. So therefore Mahaprabhu established these highest principles, but he will maintain them, preserve them, only through the present acharyas. Unless there's living embodiments who are living according to these principles, they will be completely forgotten and lost to the world. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to establish by his Leela, by the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has come to establish the highest principles. He empowered Rupa and Sanatan to reveal the way. But even with all of these great literatures and all of this great history, still the age of Kali is, things instantly become perverted and dwindle. Therefore the Lord, through the disciplic succession of great acharyas, he is empowering himself to, he is empowering his representatives personally to continue on the force of the purity of this great Sankirtan movement. And when there is a dwindling, it only gives more glory to that devotee who he empowers. So Kali Yuga takes its course, he allows it to take its course, but then when he empowers his great devotees, how much more they become glorified by their tremendous compassionate work. And the Lord finds the greatest pleasure in seeing his devotee glorified. So who is giving class today?
And acharya, what anyone that
is at? Two types of acharyas. One is a Nityasiddha who has descended specifically to perform the will of the Lord, and one is a devotee who is by the process of surrendering is being empowered by the Lord. Ultimately, the Lord
works his will through either one if a person is completely surrendered.
Yes, it's dependent on the desire.
What was the difference between Srila Prabhupada and his god brothers? Many of them were exalted pure devotees. It's hard to judge who has a higher rasa with Krishna in the spiritual world. But the only difference is his desire to rescue the souls of this world was burning far greater than any of the others. And for that reason, Krishna empowered him far more than all the others.
Thank you.